Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 20. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until it is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Doug Eskew, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Today we consider a portion of the teachings of Jesus Christ taken from the Sermon on the Mount, as recorded by St. Matthew in chapters 5, 6, and 7. Today's lectionary, Matthew 5, verses 21 through 48, is only a portion of that sermon. In these 26 verses, we read what some might call the prescription for a happy life. Dealing with such topics as anger, sensuality and sex, marriage and divorce, how to speak and think about God, how to confront evil, and the ever-present topic of how to deal with one's adversaries, these things are all addressed by our Lord on the mountain. Yet as we read and ponder the words of Jesus, we realize that he is concerned with something far more important than our happiness. He is concerned with our holiness. Jesus begins this section with the words, "You have heard it was said," followed by various current-day understandings of the law of Moses. But then, in contrast, he goes on to say, "But I say to you," expanding on those traditional held opinions of the law. He wants us to see that the standard is not outwardly fulfilling a bunch of rules and regulations, but an inward righteousness that flows out of the heart and results in sanctified living. Heard any news worth passing along? Got any advice that you can share with me today? We've all heard the best human wisdom has to offer. We all know the pearls of truth in sayings such as, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Or, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Or, buy low and sell high, etc. Each of us knows more than one person who is willing to give us advice on how we should live. Some of man's wisdom is truly brilliant and worth heeding. Unfortunately, human wisdom as good as it may be, falls short. It falls short because those giving it are also part of fallen humanity. The neighbor who tells us how to live needs just as much advice as we do. But then there's Jesus. He came to this earth and lived a perfect life. He never once sinned in his thoughts, through the words he spoke, or deeds and actions he did. Thus, when Jesus speaks, as he does in the Sermon on the Mount, he speaks to us not only his words, but his life as the standard. However, as we hear Jesus preach, we might respond to this law-sounding instruction with an exclamation, "I'm doomed! How could I even begin to live the life outlined in this sermon? It's impossible!" This is where the good story, the good news, the gospel comes. God reveals his wisdom not only through his words, but also through his marvelous actions in human history. God understands that we cannot fulfill the law, but he wants us to understand this too. When we realize and despair that we are sinners who cannot please God with our emotions, with our senses, in our relationships with others, in our interactions with those we disagree with, God speaks to us loving words that declare, "By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. God, in wisdom and love, sent his only Son to die in order to discharge the debt for our sin, a penalty we could never hope to pay any more than we could ever hope to live by the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus gives us his life as the standard, but even more than that, he offers his life on the cross for our salvation. Heard any good news lately? You bet. The good news of Jesus Christ, who speaks to us today. But I say to you, in the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Doug Eskew for today's meditation on God's Word.